Today is Tuesday, July 9th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about myself. My name is Adam. I may have already said that. I don't remember. I'm getting old. And you are listening right now to day number 4 of the cruise. I'm pre-recording this. I don't know how many I'm pre-recording, but I took the day off on Monday. And the day that you're listening to it was my first day back at work. Ugh. I'm not really enjoying I always wanted to be a programmer, I thought. I thought I always wanted to be a programmer. And I think I would have really enjoyed being a programmer, but the job that I'm doing is more of a technical lead / programmer. So I'm leading an entire team on this product that we're building. And I would have loved to just start out as a programmer and be given things to program. Say, okay, Adam, you're going to work on this feature. This is yours to do. And, you know, no one talked to me. And, you know, I just have one meeting a day that's your daily stand-up. And then I'm just coding. And I don't have to talk to anyone. I can just listen to podcasts and I can write code. But by the time I got to where I could actually do some programming, I was already too far up the ladder. And so now I'm more of in a management type, you know, the level that I am. I'm not a manager. I don't technically have anyone that reports to me, but I'm more at a manager level. And so I'm the technical lead, basically, of this product, and I can assign myself stuff to do, or I can just assign the team stuff to do. But I have to do the demos of the product. I have to be the spokesperson for the product. And it's very stressful because it's a brand new product. You know, we're doing some very difficult stuff. And that, you know, dealing with Android phones and Android devices. So we're not just writing software. We're dealing with all the idiosyncrasies of like an Android device as well. And so there are a lot of things that we're having issues with. And I feel like we can't get this product to where we need it to be. And it's very stressful. And I think my manager is happy with me, but I'm not happy with me. And there's so much interaction with people that I have to do. And I'm really an introverted person. And so going back to work is really stressing me out because I'm so stressed at work right now. I want to just quit and go actually work on a cruise ship. I don't care. They could make me the room cleaner and I probably wouldn't, but that's what I think. I just want to do one of those, you know, minimum wage jobs where you have no responsibility, you know, nobody is reporting to you. You don't have stress of an entire product on you. Ugh. Anyway, I'm ready for my next vacation. But back to happy things, which are the cruise. First of all, I remembered what our excursion was from. If you'll remember yesterday, I could not remember what our excursion was in Ketchikan. Well, I do remember now. Also, I'll read a little description of Ketchikan because I forgot to do that. So fishing has long been the bread and butter of this charmingly rustic Alaskan town. That was the plan when the first cannery was opened back in 1886. By then, the natives had been using the area as a fish camp, but Ketchikan Creek and its surrounding forest had plenty of fish and timber to go around. As canneries began to pop up all over town, more lumber was needed. Ketchikan Spruce Mills was created in 1903, making the town a chief supply base. And with the gold rush going on over at the Klondike, Ketchikan jumped in on the trading action too. While fishing is by far the most popular sport in Ketchikan, there's plenty more to do. If you're interested in native art, you'll find a remarkable collection of carved totem poles. A stroll along Creek Street gives you a glimpse into the town's colorful past, and the splendor of misty fjords is just a short trip away. There you go. And we did a lumberjack show, which the lumberjack show was, well, we did a walk. We walked along Creek Street. There were no salmon in the creek, but the creek was really beautiful. I tried to do a couple of long exposures on the water, photography, but I didn't have my tripod with me, so that didn't work too well. And then we went to a lumberjack show. Now, a lumberjack show is where they get these hot lumberjacks, and not all of them. I didn't think all of them were hot, but they were cute. Actually, there were two. The Canada side, they were both really cute, I thought. And they do all of these, you know, who can saw the log the fastest. And my favorite one was the one where they have the logs in this water and they do a log rolling where they have to stand. The two people are like trying to knock each other off as they roll this log. Anyway, I took a lot of zoomed in photos of one of my favorites. I'll try to post the picture either with this episode or with yesterday's episode. I guess it would have to be with today's episode. But I'll post it either on the website or I'll post it on Twitter when I post the episode so you guys can see what I'm talking about. Anyway, he was really cute and we had a fun time. But I have to move on to day four now. So day four was Icy Strait Point. Icy Strait Point has it all. The marine wilderness of Glacier Bay National Park is millions of acres worth of snow-capped mountains, coastal beaches, deep fjords, freshwater rivers and lakes, and tidewater glaciers. Long ago, this was the ancestral home of the Tlingit, before a rapid glacial advance forced them to relocate. To this day, the natives still feel a strong spiritual connection to Glacier Bay, and the village of Huna is the largest Tlingit settlement in Alaska. Also, part of the Huna heritage is the historic cannery, built in 1912 to service the salmon industry. It also served as shelter for Huna's residents after the fire of 1944. Now, I do want to say this was not an actual town. Huna is a town, but Icy Strait is not a town. And it actually is a company bought the land, and they actually just made it a tourist attraction, basically. So they get. Now, Huna is a town, and Huna is only about a 5-minute drive or 5 or 10 minute drive away from Icy Strait. But Icy Strait itself is not a town. It's just literally where ships dock. And then they have a few restaurants. They have a museum, a cannery museum. They have a zip line. They have, I don't know, they have all these tours that go out of there. And Icy Strait is actually, I do remember what we did there. So the first thing we did is a zip line. And that was so much fun. First of all, we took a bus up to the top of this mountain. And it wasn't, I think it was about 4,000 or 5,000 feet. So it wasn't like massively tall. But we took a bus up there. And the girl who drove the bus, I think she was a lesbian. I'm not sure, but it seemed like she was a lesbian, and her name was Christy. Anyway, she was very knowledgeable, and she gave very good information about Icy Strait and all of that kind of stuff as we were going up. We get up to the top, and this guy that was going in front of us was so scared. He was probably 45, maybe 50 years old. He was with his children, with his two younger sons, and he was freaking out, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, screaming like a girl, you know. And it wasn't, I mean, this was a zip line where you actually sit down. So your butt is actually sitting on a seat and you're all harnessed in. Anyway, I wanted to take some video, but I didn't feel comfortable having my phone out because we were really high in the air and this was like a 2-minute zip line. They say it's like the longest in Alaska and one of the longest in the world. And we were way high up. And if I dropped my phone, that's it. No more phone. So I wish I'd have had my GoPro because I have a GoPro and I had a chest harness because a lot of people you see using that chest harness, then you just turn the GoPro on, you no hands, you know, you don't have any hands in the way, but I didn't have it with me. And so I didn't get any photo or video, but it was really fun. It was a beautiful view. There was a little bit of smoke and haze. There are fires going on in Alaska right now. And so a lot of the places we stopped, there was smoke and haze. And so there was a little bit of that, but the haze was clearing just as we were getting on. And so we could see all the way down to the cruise ship as we were ziplining down. And it was really fun, though. We had a good time. And then the second thing we did was a bear hunt. And they took us on a boat. This guy was not as good of a tour guide as Christy, but he did give some good information. And he was cute. So, I mean, that's all right. But we go to this river called the, now I'm going to forget the name of the river. But anyway, Spassky, I think is what it was. And they take you along this trail where they've set up 3 wooden decks that kind of hang out over this, it's not a cliff, but this hill. And they have a view of the river. And the bears come down there to fish for salmon. And so they, So they're like, be very, very quiet, you know. They're like, be very... So we're all standing there, but we're not able to talk. We're all being super quiet. And we get to the third of our three decks that we're on, and we have not seen a bear yet. And Mark's like, ugh, this is not even worth it. We haven't seen anything. All we've been doing is standing here quiet, looking at a river. And then this bear pops its head up out of the tall grass on the other side of the river. And the bear makes his way across the river. And we got some good photos of the bear. And then it was time that we stayed there for about 15 minutes. The bear went to the other side of the river and kind of went back in the grass. But as we were leaving, we hear all this yelling at the front of the line. And we were in the middle of the line. Apparently, a bear was in the road. And they had almost, like, run into this bear. Apparently, they could hear it breathing. But we averted tragedy. All right, well, I got to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. For emailing, you can email me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. I'll finish up day 4 on tomorrow's episode and go into day 5. I'll see you tomorrow, everyone. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.